You're listening to the audio production of
A Crown That Lasts, You Are Not Your Label
by yours truly, Damien Lee Thibault,
and a little help from Tim.
Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author
and her husband a little bit.
Hi, from Demi. How to optimize this book? I'm crawling on the airport floor trying to consolidate 6 suitcases of evening gowns, toiletries, underwear, and high heels into 2 suitcases, literally while the guy of my dreams, who I'm hoping one day propose to me, is watching the whole debacle unfold. Embarrassed. To make matters worse, there are about 27 people recording and taking pictures of this worst case nightmare come true situation, and I can feel my airbrush makeup sweating off my stressed face. If you're wondering how I got myself into this situation, it's pretty simple. I grabbed a bag, and my brand new boyfriend, Tim, grabbed 5, and we'd rushed to the airport to catch our international flight just 2.5 hours before takeoff. My dream guy had cut a family trip to Israel short and flown halfway around the world to Thailand to cheer me on as I handed over my Miss Universe crown. We'd been dating for a few months at that point, and if I wasn't already smitten, his act of kindness definitely sealed the deal. Our driver had maneuvered through the crazy rush hour traffic in Bangkok, Thailand, to help us make it to our flight back to South Africa on time. We'd rolled into the airport with 6 suitcases and clothes hanging halfway out of garment bags, which I kind of planned on stuffing into my already overpacked luggage at the check-in counter. Less than an hour earlier, I handed over my crown and my title as Miss Universe on live TV. The Impact Arena, where the event was hosted in Bangkok, had been packed with thousands of people, and it was reported that millions had watched the handover of the crown from their homes. So as we continued through the check-in process, people started recognizing me. I was still wearing a full face of airbrush makeup, double-layered false lashes, and a head of big, bouncy curls from the live broadcast. Afterward, I'd only had time to throw on a mismatched tracksuit and some sneakers. Let's be honest, I really just grabbed the first thing out of my suitcase before leaving for the airport. Quite the odd picture. Must have stood out like a tornado wearing a tutu. My 6'3", handsome, athletic boyfriend didn't exactly fade into the map.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?